Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health. Are you thinking of stuff that you wouldn't put up with right now, Claire? Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not put up with in a relationship. And don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. And you can also send us your voice notes and messages to isaih@spirit-studios.com.
Easy.
Nice. If you do like this podcast, tell people about it and
stop
give us
saying
a review.
That you can do some without saying that.
Well, it's just good. It's
I know
good.
It's written
it's
down
good,
but
it's good practice
for practice.
Yeah,
for what?
Don't know.
Okay, how you been?
Ruddy bloody good.
Have you, mate?
Yeah, been great.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been good busy.
Oh yeah,
busy cracking
yeah.
on
yeah
cracking on
yeah.
How have you been, more importantly?
I'm all right, handling everything.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You nice know me. Know. Take care
nice
of business.
Been up too much?
Just.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Everything.
It's crazy.
Absolutely everything.
Okey
falls
dokey.
On these broad shoulders.
Yeah, no, it's been a not much to report week. Is that a sentence?
It is now.
I've been balls deep in
for the love of God
in rehearsals for 222, a ghost story. I'm doing
You're
that again.
Back.
I'm back
by popular demand.
By popular demand,
or because that guy who did the ass first couldn't do it, and then the next guy
Max
couldn't do it.
Brannin.
Put some respect on
Jake
Wood's
Wood.
Name.
Absolutely, yeah.
Love him. Handsome man.
Busy. Got so if you can't get Jake Wood, you get James Buckley.
There That's, you go.
That seems to there be the rule go. These days. Yeah, no, I'm in rehearsals for that.
You're doing 222 A Ghost Story again?
Yeah, it's going to be.
How exciting.
It's going to be at the Gilgood.
Yeah.
So
proper
come along.
West
come along,
End
come along,
Theatre.
Sure. You know, bring your friends.
Yeah. Go and buy tickets.
Yeah. No,
that's what you wanted to say.
It's a really good show. It's a really good play.
I will be in true style. To
yep.
myself,
yep.
brutally honest.
Go on.
Plays are boring.
They are.
I think
so too.
You love a... Oh no, it's musicals
no,
you like.
Yeah, I like a musical.
222, A Ghost Story is really good.
Really fun.
It's like watching... And I don't know how... I don't know why I think this, but this is the vibe of it. I've seen it a few times now. It is like watching a film.
It's like watching a movie.
On stage. Yeah. I don't know what I mean by that,
it's
but
good.
It's just...
It is just good.
It's good. It's
good
really
play.
Good.
It just is good.
And not to, you know, try and boost ticket sales, but it's actually better the second time you see it.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, because you start to sort of pick up on stuff and things. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I've been
doing
that.
But that's exciting. Yeah. So congratulations.
Yeah. It's, you know, obviously they begged for me to come back.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You know, it was a performance that's been described as, and I quote, yeah, all right.
Great play.
Yeah.
Buckley's all right.
He's all right.
No, you do very well in that. It's very, it's a fun part you've got. And I love coming to see it. I cannot wait to come and see it again.
Yeah, doing that again.
Really excited.
Nerve-wracking, but that's all I've been thinking about, really.
Yeah.
It's occupied my brain.
So this week we're getting actor James Buckley.
Very much so.
Treading the boards at the Gielgud Theatre.
Actor's studio with James Buckley.
Yeah.
He's dead now, isn't he?
Who?
Died a couple of years
ago. James Buckley?
No.
Yes! Just kidding.
What's his name? Clive something? Is that right? You know, he used to do the actor's studio.
Oh, yeah, the little beard.
Yeah.
You're right, I
think he is. Yeah. Ah, so I never got to go on it. De Niro, DiCaprio.
Buckley. Right, so I assume you don't have too many updates, some little life updates for us since you've just been rehearsing.
Well, I will tell you one thing, Claire, that we had a little, I'm a fussy eater.
Oh, yeah, you
I've got certain
it is
things.
It's like having a three-year-old.
I've got certain things. I like my food a certain way.
Yellow.
Grey.
Just beige,
yeah.
Nuggets, chips.
And I've been worried about whether there's not like a McDonald's or something near rehearsal. So you've been very kindly making my lunch for me.
I have, yeah. It's another one added to the morning routine.
However, there was I was like, if I could change something, would it be all right? Because I like a ham sandwich. Ham and mustard sandwich, nothing else in it.
I know what you're going to say because you've already had this conversation.
Yeah. So you very lovingly made me a ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice ham sandwich. I assume it was, you know, what are they called?
It's dry cured.
But taste the difference, that sort of...
It's nice. It's Harrison's ham. Harrison likes the dry cured ham, which I do. It's much nicer.
I like the wet, sloppy... processed,
a packet
slapped
that
in a packet
for 45p.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I want in my sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
Big
white bits in it. You don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, a little bit of gristle. Nothing wrong with that. That's the ham I like. And I was going to ask you, and I was actually going to ask the listener and watcher nowadays.
listener.
Yes, the one. that one. That guy.
Dr. Craig again.
Yeah. I was going to ask if there are any shit versions of stuff that you prefer over, like, what's supposed to be the nice version. So, like, for me, it's the shit ham.
You do. You love that really gross, slimy.
Slimy. That's the consistency that I like. I really like smash.
Right.
If I could have smash over mashed potatoes.
Now, I don't know if that actually even is a shit version of potatoes, because that ain't potatoes.
It's freeze-dried potatoes, isn't it, or something?
Potatoes. And I think that's what's written on the side, potatoes.
Yeah, I don't 100% know what it is.
To be fair, when you love something, you really like eating it. The person who comes in is like, do you know what's in that? You're like, I don't fucking want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
I don't give a
I'm
shit.
Happy.
People do that with like black pudding. I love black pudding.
I love black pudding.
Oh my God, black pudding. Jesus Christ.
It's the same as your square sausage.
And
do you know
like,
what's actually in there?
It's all bits of eye and stuff like that. And you go, well, do you know what? It fucking whatever.
What is
I
it
like
to say?
It.
What is it? What's that saying?
Come see, come saw.
No.
What does that mean?
No, what's that saying? Like, something is... When you don't know anything.
Ignorance is bliss.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Why are you spoiling it for me? Why are you trying to spoil it for me?
I know,
you can see me there enjoying my shit, whatever the fuck I'm eating.
Yeah.
You have to go, well, do you know, there's so many additives in there.
Yeah. It's like the Billy Connolly thing, innit? It's like, listen, I eat white bread, right? I only eat brown bread with the wee seeds in it and all that. Yeah. All right, when we're both 90, needing somebody else to wipe her ass. What, you'll live a year longer than me?
Exactly.
I don't want to be here another year. I'll have lived my life on white bread.
Exactly. I'd have enjoyed it while I was there. Smash is one.
I've thought of one.
Go on.
And this is true for both of us, to be fair. It's always sort of the... I don't really know a nice way to say this, but like the sort of dingiest takeaway place.
Oh, the grottiest takeaway place. Yeah, the ones where there's fucking grease dripping off the walls.
2-star
white
hygiene
tiles
level.
That have turned orange over the last 40 years.
Because we've got like John and Claire will like say to us like, oh, there's this new Chinese takeaway and it's great and it's really, and it's like fucking 12 quid for a prawn cracker and it's really lovely and they come in posh bags and all that. Yeah. And we are always just like,
doesn't taste as good.
It's crap.
If you're in a takeaway and it looks like you're gonna fucking catch some kind of disease, you know it's gonna taste good.
I know. Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. That's a good way to go, as far as I'm concerned.
If you were to catch that.
Yeah. Fucking. Well, I went doing what I loved. Yeah. It's like the people that like to turn their nose up at McDonald's.
Right.
There's a lot of people that like to turn their nose up at McDonald's.
Right.
You get a fresh off the grill cheeseburger from McDonald's. That is a good burger.
That
is a good, tasty burger.
I'm actually not a huge McDonald's eater. You and the boys love McDonald's.
Love McDonald's.
You and Jude especially. I don't actually eat McDonald's a lot. Not because I don't like it, but sometimes there is a time and a place where you're like, let's just grab a McDonald's.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what they do.
It
does what it says on the tin.
You rarely get a bad McDonald's.
Yeah.
Especially if you go and get it.
If you're going in,
listen, if you're delivering it, then
every now and then the chips might be cold or something like that. But I think that's low percentages. I've got to give McDonald's some pips. I don't know what that means. I've got to give McDonald's some respect.
But that was the point. We didn't want you living on McDonald's during all these rehearsals.
Yes.
I even ordered you a little lunchbox, didn't I?
That was the thing, yes. Yeah, so I got a little lunchbox. You made me some sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I just do prefer...
Sometimes I chuck in a Capri Sun. Get very excited about that.
I just...
He did text me.
I just do prefer the slimy...
I know you do.
I know you were thinking, I'll get him the nice ham.
No, I know you like
the nice
that. I actually hate touching that stuff. It grosses me out, but...
It's the best.
Do you want to know something?
Do you know what's even better? The ham with the fucking bear face in it. And I don't know what the fuck that is.
I know.
Is it bear?
Maybe. Well, I've got some good news for you.
Go on.
I've got an Asda delivery.
Brilliant.
On Saturday, and I have ordered that ham for you.
Brilliant. Basic ham, Coleman's mustard. See, that's where I have to, you know.
You draw the line with cheap mustard. You don't like cheap mustard.
I don't like cheap mustard. It's got to be Coleman's for me. But yeah. I was just interested if there's any. I wanted to open this up.
Well, I tell you what.
What's the shit versions of stuff where you're like, this is much better than the posh version?
I tell you what, I actually took a little Instagram video just last weekend, I think it was. And because I just caught myself in a situation just when you were talking about that awful ham that you like, it's like literally 20 pence, it's gross. Yeah. But then you have to have Coleman's mustard. Like one time I bought Asda own brand mustard and you were furious.
Yeah, English mustard. If it's just a packet that says English mustard, no, it's got to say Coleman's.
There was
English mustard.
One night, I think you, I don't think you were at home, and I had.
I do like a deep.
Oh my Lord.
No, sorry, go on. I like French mustard as well.
I had. We'd had John and Claire us an hour the night before, and there was some champagne left in an open bottle. I think it was a Saturday night. I was at home by myself. And I poured myself the champagne, right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting drinking it, but I'd also ordered a kebab for dinner.
Nice. Fucking brilliant. Champagne and kebab.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I did just have a little moment where I looked at myself and I was like, right, you got to decide. Go to decide where you are in the world here.
Is it champagne or is it kebab?
And it was expensive champagne.
Yeah.
It was, what's it, Veuve Clicquot?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, lovely. And then digging into my big
lamb
donut.
Absolutely brilliant. And that's the thing as well. I'm not talking about the cost of something, to be fair. I'm just talking about what you like.
Right.
And it might not be the posh version.
It's
or something.
Always the rubbish version tastes better.
You like champagne, you like kebab.
Yeah.
You know what you want.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone telling me, oh, you're having champagne with your kebab.
Yeah.
I just want to sit here and enjoy my life for 5 minutes before it all fucking kicks off again.
Ever the optimist, James Buckley.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So okay. I want to know what your
yeah. Do you like the really? I get what you mean. That's a good question. Well, you said it. The shit versions
the shit
of
versions,
stuff.
Yeah.
But where you're just like, I'm never moving on for this. This is the best.
Yeah. This is where. Yeah. And I've tried the
nicer.
Listen, I've tried the nicer version.
Yeah.
I could get it if I wanted to. This isn't a thing.
Yeah.
But I just like the shit scummy version better.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. Right, admin.
Go on.
Housekeeping, we need to touch on last week's vow of change.
I hope those cards are in shot when you're doing that.
No, they are. We need to...
Two hands?
Yeah, I've got two of them there. Yeah, like a character from Fallout.
Move on!
No, I watched Fallout, the Fallout TV show. Just little James's tip for you. Check out Fallout on Amazon Prime. You don't have to have... listen, I love video games and stuff. You don't have to have played the game. It's a really good show. It's so good. It's so good. What were we talking about? Vow of change. Yeah, last week's vow of change. So my vow of change was to not panic
yes.
so much and get myself into a bit of a hissy fit.
You're
and apart
good
from
now
the
that
ham...
apart from the ham, you had to be hissy fit with that. But you're on a schedule now,
yeah,
so you're fine.
Yeah, well, I've been away from you.
Right.
So I've just been having internal hissy fits.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I have had some phone calls, but yeah.
Pulling my hair and stuff like that.
Hitting yourself.
Hit myself. No, so that's, I feel like I've stuck to that.
Yeah, you're fine,
And and you've not, well, I don't know if you've farted in public or not.
I've not.
You've not?
I've not.
So you're that's still open-ended?
Well, true, yeah, because I didn't have to check
yeah.
this week.
So let's
so,
you
roll
know,
it over.
We want to keep the listener
up to.
We want to keep their interest peaked.
Right, yeah.
So
well,
stick around.
Yeah, I may fart in public.
Stick around.
Right, we do have, speaking of dear listener, we do have a story.
We do indeed.
Do you want to read it?
Oh dear. I'll try.
Come on.
Not very good at reading. I'll get straight into it, shall I?
That's the idea. And you spelt my name right.
Oh, they have as well. Hi, James and Claire. I travel via the Wigan to Chesterfield route on a Saturday evening, and most of the time it is very busy. It was a good journey till we got to Stockport where some guys came on.
Oh.
Is this a train story?
I'm assuming,
he's on
yeah.
a train, right.
Yeah.
Got to headline it with train story, guys. Come on. I don't have to do all the fucking work for you.
For the love of Christ, shall I read it?
No, I've got it. It was a good journey till we got to Stockport where some guys came on, probably in their 50s, and one of their friends was so drunk, the others were helping him walk.
No.
We've all been there. they...
A.K.A. James and Claire have been yeah. there.
They went to sit their drunk friend next to a very young lad. And the young lad said straight away that he was not sitting there as their friend stunk of beer. And he did, as I could smell him from a few seats away.
Oh.
After an argument, they moved their friends somewhere else. But one of the more sober friends sat next to the young lad and said, I am going to make your journey a tough one from now on.
Oh.
No, that's not what he said.
Again, the reading.
Sorry. He said, I am going to make your journey a tough one now for being a dick.
Wow.
It got me thinking, would I be the same or stand up for an hour for the rest of my journey? In my opinion, very drunk people should not be allowed on trains the same way they are not allowed on planes. What would you both do in this situation? Stand, argue, or just put up with the smell? Right, first of all, us drunk people have got to get on trains.
And right. I was making fucking him.
What you're suggesting there is very fucking dangerous, okay? And you should be ashamed of yourself. All right? We've got to get on trains. Trains, buses. All right?
Why do you sound like a drunk person right now?
I am not getting... Because I'm channeling. I'm channeling my inner drunk
person.
I'm not paying for a black cab all the way out of London.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you're in London...
Exactly. And that's usually... I'm usually in London.
Yeah.
And so...
That's not true. You're usually in the fucking living room, but carry on.
No, but if I need to somewhere...
If you're out, you got to get the train.
Got to get the train.
The train's always been a piss up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't try and change that.
Absolutely. Now...
You can take drink on a train.
There is a way the young lad could have handled it, and he will learn from this experience, where he could have made a joke.
Right.
And gone, guys, I'm not being funny. Can you fucking put your mate somewhere else?
Yeah, said it a bit more.
Help me out here, lads. I know what you're up to. I'm one of you. I'm one of you guys. He didn't have to go. He's well within his rights to, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit much to sit the guy next to. One of them could have sat next to him.
He's well within his rights to, but this is where... This is where life experience comes into play, where you go, right, how do I handle this?
Right.
If I'm going to be, and as I say, well, within your rights to, if I'm going to be prickly about this, mm-hmm. I might get some aggression back.
Yeah.
And what he got was, I'm going to make your fucking journey a living hell now.
Which is ridiculous.
Absolutely. But that was always on the cards situation.
They never specified if the train was busy or not. Because I would have just moved.
He said, do I stand for the next?
Ah, right.
So I assume it was busy.
Right.
So listen, you try and, what's it, passive aggressive, isn't it? You're breezy with it.
Right.
You go, guys, come on, you don't want me sitting next to your mate. He fucking reeks.
Yeah.
I know you lot have, you've obviously been on it. Yeah, you fucking,
I don't know. The more actually I think about it, it probably is a tough situation. They were wrong to sit the
Absolutely,
drunk guy
yeah.
next to a young boy. Yeah. That is annoying. One of them should have taken care of him, and somebody else could have sat there. But oh God, I don't know. Yeah, I'm more on the side of the young guy actually, because it could have been like, oh come on, give me a break here.
Yeah, like I say, he's. That, but you got to play it. You got to learn how to manipulate people. All right? You got to see what you're dealing with. Look at the lay of the land. Look at the situation. How do I need to behave right now to get what I want?
Yeah.
And going in...
Heavy.
I'm not sitting next to him. He stinks.
Mm.
That's not going to help you out in this situation.
Now.
Yeah, that's going to open up a can of worms.
However, the guy who then sat down was like, I'm going to meet your Johnny Hilton.
Absolutely. Listen, that was always going to happen.
Then that would get
I've
my
been
back
drunk.
Up.
I've been, listen,
I'd be like, go, what have you got to do?
I've been drunk on trains many a time in my life, so I like to behave myself, acknowledge that I'm drunk, and keep myself to myself and not be a nuisance.
Eating your...
When it's a...
Cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Exactly. Always grab one. It's great. When it's a group of guys, intoxicated, wee lads, you know, good luck to them.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
Right.
It's now up to the other person.
Right.
The more, in charge of their body,
right.
In control person.
Yeah.
To then go, how do I play this? Do I go down this way? Do I go down that way?
Right.
Let's go down the safe road.
Yeah.
Let's have a bit of bants.
Right.
Hashtag bants.
Yeah.
Don't sit him next to me. I've got to fucking smell the guy.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, no, he does stink. No, we're moving for you. Don't worry.
Right.
No, God bless you. God bless you. Right? It's that kind of vibe that's going on.
Right.
You and me against the world, mate. Fucking <in here. laughs> yeah. Right? That's who you're dealing with.
Right.
And that young
I love those guys.
Yeah, exactly. I've been there. I know I get on.
But I don't know if these guys are those guys because to do it in the first place,
they
annoying.
Are. They
no,
all
they
are.
Weren't. Because to sit down and say, I'm going to make this journey hell, fuck off.
That's it.
What are you talking about?
But that's it. That fucking, yeah, that guy.
It can go
I'm
from
drunk
that.
He's
to
ready
that.
To go.
He's ready to switch.
Because if, like, I've also been in the young guy situation as well where I've had a, come on, you and me. And I go, and they go, what the fuck are you laughing at? You go, oh, I just thought, right? You got to be very, softly, softly catchy monkey.
Right.
Okay.
You've been talking for such a long time and I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just saying it's about playing the situation. Take in all the variables.
Right, again.
You got a Batman
once here.
It.
Right.
What different directions can this go? The lad should have been a bit softer.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
He wasn't in the wrong.
No, he wasn't.
He played it wrong.
Right.
He could have easily got what he wanted.
I think you are right, but I think these people like that.
Sometimes I get on the train and there's groups of lads like that and I'm like, right, I'm going to be really fucking nice to them because if anything does kick off, I want them to be on my side.
Okay. But how do you be nice to somebody who just walked on the train? What the fuck are you doing?
Because...
Hello, nice to meet you, hello.
No, you just go, like, if they, I don't know. If there's,
it's definitely for you because they will obviously assume approach you yeah. and talk to you.
So you're going,
normal
right.
people, like guys who walk on the train, people don't go, oh, Jay,
yeah,
we don't have
enough.
To be nice to anybody.
Fair enough, but I'm like, I'm going to make alliances with you because if it does kick off...
It's like Survivor.
I want you guys to be, you know, on my side.
Right.
And also, if it does kick off, it's probably going to be you guys that do kick off, so... Again,
yeah.
I want to be sweet with you.
Right.
That's what he needs to start learning, this young lad.
Right. To be a little fucking...
No, just don't, you know, don't go, right, let's not...
Ruffle feathers.
Yeah, let's not ruffle any feathers here. Because you do get a smack.
Yeah.
It does happen.
It does.
And that's what, you know, I've said a couple of times... In our train etiquette stories.
Absolutely.
Some people just need a little tap.
Yeah, a tap. Who needs a tap in this story, though?
Well, the guys do, but you're not gonna.
Because they're big and drunk and scary.
They're bigger boys.
Right.
So now you've got to go, right, how can I use my brain?
Right.
They're drunk, they're intoxicated.
Hey, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
This podcast is... headlined with the word intelligence.
That's right. The subject, the rough subject of this podcast.
We're
which
talking
we do,
about intelligence.
We do have rough subjects, don't we?
Yeah.
Today is about intelligence.
Yeah. I mean, talk about fucking above your pay grade.
And there you
here.
Go. And there you go. I've just spoken about how to play things intelligently. And I assume it's about talking about intelligence, how important intelligence is to you in a relationship, which I assume for you is very important.
Much.
I assume for you, you couldn't see yourself being married to a guy that's not intelligent.
No, it's not that important to me. I mean, obviously, it's not that important to me.
Well, like you like a guy with a sense of humour, good looks, things like that.
Yeah.
I get.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
I did. Yeah,
I'm guessing
you know,
that
some things don't always work.
I'm
out
guessing that intelligence isn't important to you, but you just got lucky, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anyway, we do that all the time. Oh, wow.
Go on.
See, we were together there. We were through this podcast together until this point.
Right. That's the end of part one, but don't you worry because part two is already available. Go and listen to it.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.